hello. Welcome back to The New Noise with me, Shane Told, and Mike Howell, who's going to be here in just a second. And we're going to get started talking about all the new tunes coming out this week, last week, and some news as well, I think. I'm going to call Mike.
Shane.
Hey, Mike. What's up, man?
What is up? I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I am, I'm excited, man. You know, it's like the weather's starting to get nice.
It is.
Little by little, and we're getting there. It's good. It feels good.
It does feel good.
Yeah, man. Can't complain.
Oh.
Lots going on in, you know, music. Sometimes, you know, January, February are a little slow with tours and stuff like that. But now, you know, lots of stuff's happening. I went to a show last night with August Burns Red and The Devil Wears Prada and Bleed From Within. Great show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great to see all those guys again and just rocking. And that place was like packed. So it was really great to see.
Hell yeah. I'm going to a show tomorrow night.
Look at that. What one?
I'm going to see Seven Spires,
mm-hmm.
Omnium Gatherum,
mm-hmm.
and headlining, we've got Elevati, little Celtic folk metal. Going to be stoked.
Where's that at?
So, Magic Stick.
Okay.
Majestic.
Cool.
Not the Magic Stick, the Majestic.
Both great venues.
Downstairs.
Both great rooms.
I just noticed the play on words that it's the Majestic downstairs and the Magic Stick
really?
Upstairs.
Really? You never noticed that?
No. Okay. Never.
Well, hey, it takes some of us a little longer. It's okay, Mike.
Maybe I'll get there a little early and get some bowling in.
Yeah, get some bowling, get some pizza. Yeah, man. Absolutely. Love it. Absolutely love it.
So, speaking of tours, you want to just hop on in and talk about some tours?
I like that. Yeah. Let's talk about the tours. This is a thing we do now.
Cool. I bought some tickets today for this tour because it's absolutely amazing. Currents, first U.S. headlining tour.
Okay.
Special guests like Moth to Flames.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the date, you get Invent Animate or Unity Texas. We get Invent Animate.
Damn, pretty good
about that.
Yeah.
And Foreign Hands opening up.
That's crazy.
Sick tour.
Yeah, that's really good to see. Yeah, you know, I guess it kind of blows my mind. First U.S. mm-hmm. headlining tour. That's,
I know, right?
That's like,
especially because they've been around for so long.
Yeah. It's like actually kind of shocking. Like I almost want to fact check you, but I know that there's no way that you're wrong. It's gotta be.
I mean, they posted the first US tour on their Facebook or headlining.
So. Crazy. Yeah. They've been a band for like 10 years. It's crazy.
And it's small venues too. It's like the Shelter here, which that it's 100% going to get upgraded. I don't see it not getting upgraded.
No, I mean, like Moss to Flames alone, you'd think would be bigger than
I've seen than like Moss headline the Crowfoot, let alone the Shelter.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Well, we'll see. That's great news, though. That's a great tour. People should be looking for that. Tickets in their neck of the woods.
Yep, for sure. We've also got The Used and Pierce the Veil going out with Don Broco and Girlfriends.
Saw that.
Little B Market tour. Pretty cool. Good that Don Broco is coming back out.
Yeah, it's very diverse tour. It's cool. That's that's got kind of got something for everybody if you're a post-hardcore fan.
For sure.
And like a little weird stuff.
A little weird stuff. Speaking of some weird stuff, little BT Bam going out with Thank You Scientist and Rivers of Nile playing Parallax 2 in full for the anniversary of the record.
Okay, I can get into that. That's for sure.
Yep. Huge tour. I think there's like 35, 40 dates on this one.
Wow.
So it's probably hitting your city.
Good.
Little bit of a East Coast / Midwest, upper Midwest tour. The Halo Effect is coming to the States.
Nice.
They're taking out Unearth and High Community or something along those lines.
That's pretty cool. Like I mean, I always love Unearth. And yeah, the Halo Effect record, we were talking about how, you know, kind of an underrated record. I mean, maybe not though. Maybe a lot of people are getting into it. Obviously, everyone knows it's X members of In Flames from different eras of the band together to make a pretty cool record. So that's great to see.
For sure. And speaking of Unearth, they're going to be going on an album release tour around the other states, you know, like South, the East Coast, or the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking out Upon a Burning Body and 156 Silence, which is super cool.
Mm. That is good. We like that.
Band name I haven't heard in a while going out on tour, My Children, My Bride, taking out Mugshot, Extortionist, No Cure. Should be a sick tour.
Like that.
Outline and Color, taking out Varsity and Discrepancies. Super awesome post-hardcore tour.
Okay.
I think. What was the other one? Oh, we've got the Popular Monster, Falling in Reverse, Taking Out, Ice Nine Kills, Under Oath, Spirit Box, Slaughter Prevail, Crown the Umpire, and Catch Your Breath. Obviously, depending on different dates.
Yeah, absolutely crazy tour, crazy lineup. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a big one. I actually didn't check the rooms, but I imagine they're enormous.
Yeah, I don't really know. The date here is a festival date over at the Grand Rapids one. So I honestly didn't even look at what was going where. So like we get Ice Nine Kills, but we don't get any of the other bands. So is what it be.
Well, I think that that's all good. Great to see.
But we got another festival announced here in Michigan. Happens every year up in Bay City. It's called Excellency Music Festival.
Okay.
This year, we've got a ton of great bands on it. Anywhere from Valley Heart, Safe Bet, Goalkeeper, Riley, Arm's Length, Extra Large Holiday Card, which is the vocalist of Hot Mulligan's emo rap project, if you didn't know.
Okay.
Michael Sarah Palin, which is one of the best pun band names ever. In Her Own Words, doing an acoustic set. Arm's Length, Force Green, Heart Attack Man, Have Mercy playing a show together. Insane.
Nice. And yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
Real Friends is headlining.
Cool.
That's not even the coolest part. I get to see our boys in Driveways finally.
Nice. Yes.
Gonna be a good time.
That's great to see. Yes. I still have not seen them either. So that's really awesome. I love that.
Yeah. I am stoked because I think this is the furthest they've gotten out. They might've gone to like Chicago once or something like that, but Bay City is about an hour and a half north of me, maybe 2 hours, depending on the traffic. If it's for the weekend, everybody going up north, right? But
yeah, it's pretty rad. They managed to put all that together with such a good lineup.
Yeah, they do it every year. It's awesome.
Love it.
And I don't think I have any other news.
Well,
been a pretty quiet week otherwise, aside from tours and stuff, right?
All good. That's good. No news is good news, I think, for the most part. I don't know about that. But no, things are awesome, and that's great to see. So yes, go buy some tickets for tours coming out. You know, August Burns Red and mm-hmm. Devilish Prada on tour right now. My band Silverstein, we're going out soon too. That's selling fast.
Dayseeker.
Yeah, Dayseeker. Rory, going to be on the podcast too. So good stuff all around.
Love it. Ready to talk about last week?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go ahead.
Let's bring up that number one.
Yeah.
Our gentleman chimp friend, Hawken with their new record, Fauna.
Yeah.
I love this thing.
Yeah.
This is a masterpiece.
Yeah, it's a great record. It's long. It's a long record. Mm-hmm. But you know what I really like about it? There was a lot of different layers to kind of peel back here. And I especially liked when they kind of did some of the like almost pop stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wasn't expecting it to be in some like ways so satisfying. And you know, because you get that almost like, you know, you get the like Dream Theater proggy influenced parts, but then mm-hmm. when you kind of have that, just that pop, it's still technical, still like really well done, but you have some different kinds of things that a lot of, I think, prog bands are almost maybe afraid to try.
Mm-hmm.
For fear of people, I don't know, the nerds not liking it or something. But I like that it's like, at times it almost reminded me a little bit of the last Polyphia record.
Yep.
And I really like that a lot about the album. And that I think that actually bumped it up, you know, from like maybe from like a B+ to an A.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just love that so much. It really kept it interesting because sometimes those long prog records can kind of lose me.
Yeah, I agree. They really knew exactly when to freshen it up on this record and really kind of, I'm not going to say make a genre switch because I think everything is still kind of rooted in the same like pop prog era or area. But like it really reminded me of that Vola record, the Port Noir record, which I love. And just mm-hmm. it's got a fresh take on prog, which is a very stale genre, if we're being fully honest.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Although I will say that like there's been some releases lately that have like sort of, I think, mm-hmm. helped the genre. So
I think so too.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
For the last 10 years, I have been very seldom excited by prog records. And now I'm actually looking forward to them a lot. Is that my taste changing or the scene getting better? I don't know. But
I don't know.
Who knows?
Don't know.
Record's great though.
Absolutely.
Thanks But No Thanks, the new Can't Swim record.
Yeah.
You had already heard it.
Yep.
I had not heard it.
Yep.
I'm going to be damn honest. I listened to this thing on Spotify with my speakers and everything like that the first time, and I was kind of whelmed, you know?
Okay.
I was like, this is fine. I got my vinyl record Saturday, and I tossed it on, and I like the vinyl mix for this record so much more.
Interesting.
And it just, it feels a little bit right. The parts that I think are supposed to be catching me are catching me more, and I don't know. I really like this record. I think it's fun. I still think my favorite song is that first single. I heard They Found You Face Down Inside Your Living Room, just because I think it's so encompassing and different for the band, where it kind of draws on all of their influences. I think there's a lot of songs on here that are like, oh yeah, this is very punk, Can't Swim. Oh, this is very post-hardcore, Can't Swim. Right.
Right.
And there's kind of less genre diversification throughout the entire thing as compared to the last record. But I think overall it's fun. Everything's catchy. Everything's well written. I think the band did a good job.
Yeah, no, I think the record's awesome. And I've listened to it quite a few times now because I've had it a little bit longer than since last week.
Yep.
And yeah, it's continues to grow on me. So maybe that's part of what happened to you. Not just the production, but I don't know. It's such a short record. It's such a like quick little blast that I kind of just like enjoy putting it on, and then it's over and I'm like, you know what, I might throw that one on again. And I like records like that. So yeah, I think they did a great job again. And yeah, go catch them on tour with Free Throw right now.
For sure. And to kind of flip the page to a record that I had already heard and you hadn't yet. What did you think of the new Entheos record?
I didn't get to this one, Mike, and I am very sorry that I didn't. I think that the Håkan record just sort of like took me out. And I apologize to both the band and you for not listening to this record. Time will take us all, but I will.
Oh, good.
I will listen to
catch up.
I will have to catch up. It's only 9 songs. What am I doing with my life?
How long are those 9 songs though? I don't even remember that.
Yeah, there's a couple long ones. Yeah, it's a 9 song, probably like 55 minute record. It's only 40 minutes. Only 40 minutes. Well, there's some short ones on there. I see. But tell the people what you thought, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I listened to this record again Monday and again today. Still think it's awesome. I still think the band's really kind of taken a step forward for themselves, but they're not really reinventing the wheel of death metal either. I think the entire thing flows really well together, and it's just a fun release.
Okay.
The last thing I really want to talk about, this Full of Hell and Primitive Man EP.
Oh yeah.
This thing is a monster. I love it.
It is. And yeah, I mean, I think that I don't know. I think that they did a really, really good job, like kind of combining the bands. I was maybe hoping for a little more grind, as I kind of said, like with the singles, but all in all, like, I think that the styles kind of still meld together nicely on this.
I think so too. I put this on cause I think I got this in the mail Monday, and I was putting away records in between like normal work hour meetings and my evenings with China at night. And so I put this on while I was kind of just cleaning up or intending to clean up. And then I sat down and I just listened to it. And then all of a sudden I realized I spent 25 minutes listening to an album and not doing chores. It's really good though. It's, I would say, kind of on par with what the singles brought for me, where I don't think that they kind of expanded the formula aside from those. I think it's just kind of very similar all the way through, but it's a really good little EP.
Yeah.
And I want more bands with like extremely different styles to do something like this.
Yeah, me too. It's such a rare thing. So I'm glad we're talking about it so much. And yeah, no, this was cool. I liked that the Tunnels to God, the like really long track, was kind of the closer. It's kind of how I imagined it on the EP. And yeah, this is just really, really strong stuff. And yeah, if you want to like maybe feel kind of weird for like 25 minutes, it's a good thing to listen to too, because it's like very, very chaotic and very, very intense.
I'm now waiting for the Sleep Token Brand of Sacrifice collaborative EP. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that would work. That would work.
I think anything will work as long as you're determined enough.
I think you're right.
Let me see if there's anything else, though, just real quick looking around to talk about. Did you listen to the new Metallica song?
Yeah, I did. You know what?
It's
you're
all right.
You called it mid, and that, like, that's like so true. It really is mid. Mm-hmm. It hurts me because if that's one of the focus tracks, like if that's one of the ones that are, is one of the good ones.
It's like the third Megadeth single we got.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, oh no.
Exactly. It's like, this is going to take a bad turn. Cause if all the other songs are worse than this one, it's going to not be a very good record in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, we'll see. Yeah. You never know. But yeah.
Two other songs I want to talk about. This new Under Oath song is absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
I think they took what they did on Voyeurist and just really expanded the soundscape even further. And I think that they're really pushing themselves as artists. I'm not going to say for the first time in their careers, but past where they've ever been in their careers before. And I'm really genuinely impressed and think that they're doing an awesome job.
I feel like they're really just doing what they need to do at this point. Mm-hmm. Kind of finding themselves again. You know, I think what's interesting about Under Oath and knowing them for as long as I have, mm-hmm. I feel like they start somewhere and then things kind of meander. And I think maybe things get a little out of control and then they kind of have to refind it again. Mm-hmm. And that's happened so many times in their career. And when it happens, they make magic.
Yep.
And I think that this record is capable of that magic, unlike we've maybe ever heard Under Oath before. Mm-hmm. And I like everything they've done. So, I think they're just so talented, but I think we're going to get a super focused, record from Under Oath again.
Yep. I think so as well. The other song that I wanted to talk about, because this is a band that really impressed me and I was not expecting to be really impressed. It's this Hawthorne Heights song.
Yeah, dude. I know. So cool. Such a cool song. Like, I heard it. I texted JT immediately. I was like, this is the best song you guys have put out. Like maybe ever.
I wouldn't say ever, but like,
maybe,
I don't know. I feel like they're focusing a lot more on their strong songwriting than trying to make it an emo banger. Right.
Yeah.
They're just writing a good song and they're not just kind of tossing screams on there. And I think, man, it's just really good compared to the last couple of records for me. I enjoy this song a lot.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought the last couple of records were pretty good too. So no, I think this is great. I think some of the rhythms that you're using are really cool. It's like, mm-hmm. It's got a bit of like a punk edge to it, which I like. I really like the song. So I agree, man.
For sure.
I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah. I'm ready to rock and roll into this week though, if you are.
Yeah, big week. It's going to be a big week. Yeah, I think. How many you got?
I got seven.
Top seven. Okay. Let's kick it off for New Noise on March 10th with number seven.
All right. Number seven, coming out of St. Louis, Missouri. I don't know. Are there any other bands from St. Louis, Missouri besides Story of the Year?
Yeah. There's lots of bands from St. Louis, Missouri.
I don't remember any.
There's lots of bands. Like Nelly.
Okay. Sure.
Nelly. Nelly's a band.
Yeah.
There's tons of bands from St. Louis. Anyway.
All right. New record, Tear Me to Pieces by Story of the Year. They've got five singles out on this thing.
Yeah.
This band's been out for a while. They are a band, I think, very similar to Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, where they've gotten playlisted for a few emo bangers and have kind of just flown under the radar a bit for a while. What do you think of these singles?
So, okay, yeah. I mean, I love this band. I always have. I think they had such a huge success right out of the gate, right? With Until the Day I Die, literally the first single they ever put out. Mm-hmm. And they had, you know, major label issues and all this stuff. And the band kind of went on these hiatus. They were kind of a part-time band. Mm-hmm. But it's safe to say they're back. And I think these singles are really, really good and really cool. There's a lot of diversity within the songs, which sort of makes me wonder how they're going to kind of all tie together in a record. Mm-hmm. Because right now, listening to the singles, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm not really sure what this record's going to be. So I'm pretty excited to listen to it all together and kind of see, because a lot of these songs feel like, for example, 2005 Tear Me to Pieces, the title track, like, they feel very like singly, where I kind of wonder what the album track's kind of going to feel like.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I'm going to listen to this record, but I'm not super excited for it. I don't know. The singles, they just feel kind of fine for me. Nothing is drawing me to kind of like add them to a playlist, right? I'm hoping the album fits together really nicely and kind of sells me on the band again, but I don't know. They're fine, right?
Okay. Well, yeah. Great band with a lot of history that done some amazing stuff. I'm really, really interested in this one. So let's move on.
Coming in at number six, probably one of the most exciting young bands coming up. The current face of pop punk. Their music's in Taco Bell commercials. We've got the new record, Past, Present, Future, debut album from Meet Me at the Altar.
Yeah, I've been a big champion of this band for a while. I thought that their last EP was great. These singles didn't really grab me the same way.
Nope.
I'm feeling like a little bit Taco Bell commercial vibes, like you said.
They got fueled by ramen hard.
Yeah, and I looked and I was curious because I listened to the singles and I was a little underwhelmed. I just weirded out a little bit. And then I did notice that they are working with like some big songwriters. Dude that wrote One Direction songs.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a disconnect there. If these are just the singles, if the label is like trying to push them into a certain direction, or if this is what they want to do. Again, we only have two singles, right? So the whole record could be different. We don't know. And I will listen to it.
Yeah, please surprise me.
but yeah, I don't know. I thought that the Say It to My Face song, like where they talk about getting called out as industry plants and stuff. It's like, oh, I never really like that made me think of them as maybe industry plants now at this point or whatever. And I didn't really think of that before. So I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know. I'm 42 years old. So maybe this isn't supposed to be directed at me. So maybe my opinion is absolutely worthless, but I was like, planning on being pretty excited about this record and with these singles, I just, to be honest, I'm not really, I'm pretty mid on it now. I will listen to it, but I'm a little bit disappointed, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, I found this band, with their single Garden, and that was just like an absolute raucous pop punk banger. And then like I went back and discovered like their first EP, like Bigger Than Me. And then all these songs like off of Changing States too. And like, it's got a punk edge. It's raw. It feels angsty and angry. And like ever since then, it has almost felt like kind of a watered down version of it, right? Like I listen to New Meet Me at the Altar and all I want to do is put on the Linda Lindas anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm hoping to be proven wrong. I hope there's some deep cuts on this record that I really like. But it feels very modern pop punk, MGK, Mod Sun. Me.
Yeah. I know what you mean. We'll see.
I literally put in my notes as I was listening to these songs, I would honestly take another Real Friends EP over a new album with just these two singles. So,
well, yes. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Moving on to number five.
Number five, we've got a new EP coming from one of the first bands that we had actually talked about on this show, Manchester Orchestra. Their new EP is called The Valley of Vision. And I love these songs. They're great.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. I mean, Manchester Orchestra, one of those bands, like they have a huge following, you know, they play massive venues. They just have crazy, you know, cult fans and a lot of plays on Spotify, yet you rarely hear about them.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like one of those, like, you know, if you want to talk about,
if you know, you
the
know.
Tabloid, the Scene tabloid magazines, like, you know, they're not on the cover of People, you know, they are just kind of under the radar, but just massive. And man, these two songs, which they seem to flow together. I assume they're going to be side by side on an album.
They are. I checked.
Capital Karma and The Way. They're just absolutely beautiful. And we're going to have another masterpiece from Manchester Orchestra on our hands, I think.
I think so too. I'm really excited for this.
Yeah. I'm surprised this is not down at number five.
I mean, because it's an EP.
Ah, well, there you go.
Sometimes it'd be like that.
There you go.
You ready for number four?
Yeah, number four me.
All right, number four. The Boys, Lansing, Michigan's own For the Fallen Dreams with a self-titled record.
Yeah.
Always big, always interesting, especially this late in a band's career, especially where the band has gone on hiatus before and come back now. I really like these songs. I think that it's a fresh take on the kind of Octane core almost, where the band does have heavier moments, but this doesn't feel like they're embracing the modern formula as much, whereas they're kind of embracing this like 2000s rock formula. And I don't know, I just love it. These songs are awesome. No Heaven is just a banger, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's really interesting. I think I was taken aback by these singles. I didn't expect this. Mm-hmm. I was expecting, especially how visceral and heavy the music is.
Yeah.
And then the vocals have like this kind of, yeah, look almost like you said, like a radio rock from a little bit of an older era, like sound. But in a way it works because it doesn't feel like phoned in. It feels like they worked really hard on these songs, mm-hmm. and the production is great. And I think that this probably is the best the band's maybe ever gonna have been. And maybe that's why,
yeah,
you know, we always talk about the choice to call something a self-titled record. Like, I think this is a rebirth for the band. I think this is going to, you know, hopefully be something like really special for a band that I guess like had a big, you know, a pretty big career early on, mm-hmm. and then has sort of been a little bit stagnant. You know, I know they had like a singer change and then I think Chad came back for a while. Yep, so,
correct.
Yeah. So I know that sometimes it's been, you know, this band maybe hasn't been totally like a full-time band, either, mm-hmm. but it seems like now they're really going for it. So,
yeah, I think so too. I think this record's going to be one of their most cohesive efforts and I'm just really excited for it. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. Okay. For the Fallen Dreams at number, was that 4?
Yeah.
Number 4. All right. Number 3.
If you told me like the middle of last year that I would be putting this band at number 3, I would have thought you were absolutely insane. But I am honestly excited for the new record, Remember You Must Die by Suicide Silence.
Yeah.
This band has stopped chasing the sound that they had before with Mitch, finally.
Yeah.
And they have stopped, I don't know, being kind of weird and shocky. And they've just embraced that they can write solid death metal with a breakdown once in a while. And they have figured it out. These songs are pumping on all cylinders. There's elements of everything I want this band to be nowadays. And they've just embraced what they're good at. Like, this reminds me of just like maybe a little bit of a toned down Carnifex. And I'm just super stoked on this.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You're a deathcore baby.
Yeah.
This, you're right. This is true. And like, obviously Mitch left a big hole in what this band's whole thing was. Right. And I think that they probably were trying to honor him, but you realize that the band is different now. Right. And things have changed and things have evolved and the entire genre has evolved from where it was. And for them to say to each other, okay, we're going to just be honest about what we're trying to do and move forward. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful thing to see. And I feel like these 4 singles we have are all, they could be 4 of the best songs they've ever written. So, you know, I think this is going to be a really strong record. And I think it's really great to see this genre just seemingly just the bands are just pushing each other.
Yeah, I think so.
And we're like, you know, all these bands that have been around a long time, you know, like Chelsea Grin is another one. All of a sudden these bands are putting out the best records of their career. And they're all, obviously they all know each other. Mm-hmm. They all know what they all see what others are doing. And they're like, okay, let's go for it. And that's just bringing the genre up to its absolute peak right now.
Yeah. I think there's 2 kind of major pushes, right? You've got the Lorna Shore push for the kind of new up and coming bands. And you've got the Whitechapel push for the, kind of old bands. Both sides saying like, hey, either become kind of a progressive death metal style deathcore or become just the most brutal thing you can possibly be. And a lot of bands are finding success on both sides and even in the middle. So I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Cool.
All right. Well, we got 2 left.
Yeah.
So let's get to number 2.
Number two, the new record, Periphery 5, Gent is Not a Genre, by your favorite Gent band. I had to say it. Come on.
Yeah. This is good, though. These are singles are good. This band's really good.
Yeah, these songs are good. This is a band that I don't know if I've slept with or slept on.
I hope not.
No. If I've slept on, I haven't just been able to get into it. And this is something that, like, I don't know, this weekend it's on my list that I'm just going to listen to all the records in order to like kind of lead up to this and see if it's still like now I get it or something like that. But I'm pretty excited for these records. Like, I think the band's super talented. I think they've still got a couple issues for me where I think there are some sections on these songs that do just feel like the song's too light and airy when I really just want kind of some dense cake.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
And like you take the bite and there's just not much there. But I think these songs are good. They're well written. The guys are talented. I'm excited for this record.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, this band, you know, it's kind of crazy. It's their fifth record because they've been a band for what, like something like 15 years. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if it's the fifth because they've got that weird like Alpha Omega thing too. Right.
Right. Yeah. So maybe they're fifth full length. They've done other stuff, but yeah, I don't know. Like when they put out new music, you turn your head and you check it out because this is always, and I know Mike that you've been like a little, sleeping on, not with the band. Mm-hmm. And I really do think though that it takes a long time for to put stuff together because music is complicated.
Yeah.
It's very well crafted. It's not something you can just shit out. And these singles are no exception. I think these are some of the best songs mm-hmm. they've ever done. I really like, is it Zagreus? I'm not even sure how to say this word.
Yep.
That single is an absolute ripper all the way through of its eight minutes and 19 seconds. It's great. And the singer, I forget his name, Spencer, is that right?
Yeah,
he sounds unbelievable on these singles too. So, you know, sometimes singing in these kind of bands can be like, you know, a bit of like, it takes, mm-hmm. you know, Matt Halpern's like, you know, the guy everyone talks about, you know, but the vocals are really, really well done on this too. So I'm excited. I think this could be the best Periphery record yet.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't mean to compare apples to oranges, right? And I do get that these records take a long time for this band, but like, we're also getting a Sleep Token record every 2 years. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just saying it.
The Sleep Token, they obviously don't sleep. So there you go.
No. Different. They're built different.
They are. And also, let's say Periphery has a lot of other side hustles going on too. They're one of the most business savvy bands in the scene too. So
definitely so. All the plugins and everything cool like that. Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Well, that leads us to the point in the show where we take a little break and we talk about our sponsor, Open Your Ears Records, who are putting out some awesome, awesome, awesome music. So check them out over at oyerex.com and listen to this. And we will be right back. Mike, you still there?
I am. That was a really cool preview of a song.
Ooh, yes. Wasn't it though?
It was.
There's a lot of good stuff coming out with Open Your Ears Records. So yeah, make sure you are checking out all the stuff they're doing and you're going to find some new shit. Even new, like we talk about new stuff, but there's even more to discover over that those guys are putting out. It's really rad.
You ready for that number one?
Number one. I'm ready.
All right. Shane. Sometimes I just want ass beaters.
Yeah.
And Judiciary gives me ass beaters. Their new album, Flesh and Blood, we've heard three songs off of it. Every song is a kick-ass, hardcore, metalcore, beatdown, fusion, whatever song. It's groovy, it's heavy, and it is what it is. And I think this band has just nailed the formula. And that's why they get number one this week, because I think this record's going to be perfect for what the sound they're going for is.
Yeah, man. I'm surprised that this is number one with mm-hmm. everything else coming out, but I also do understand it. And I think that this band, they've always been a little underrated, a little under the radar. Mm-hmm. Obviously, kind of if you're in the know, you know this band.
Yep.
Because they are one of the band's best bands in the genre. But I find that these singles are like a little bit more refined. Mm-hmm.
They're clean.
And I think that it's going to kind of put them over the top. Yeah, exactly. They're a little cleaner. They're a little less like crazy sounding. Mm-hmm. And I think they've found something this time. Not to say, you know, like, you know, the Axis of Equality, like that's kind of a huge song for them. Right. And,
yep.
and Overthrown and like those stuff they did early in their career that is still like, you still hear on playlists and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But these three singles so far are the most refined and the best that the band has ever been. And still giving you the ass beating. Mm-hmm. Like they're still kicking your ass. It's just like, just a little more refined. I know I've used that word like three times, yeah. but that's the best way I can describe it.
I think, honestly speaking, this is going to be the best hardcore record this year.
Whoa.
Unless okay. Knocked Loose puts out a record of the same quality as A Tear in the Fabric of Life.
You're probably right. You're probably right. There is a lot of good hardcore coming, but
let me say, there's a couple bands with competition, right? Like Jesus Piece is putting out a record this year too. Like, I think that there's definitely some opportunities for other bands to shine too, but I think this record's just going to be too clean.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. And I do like that you've put this number one in a band that, like, I don't think we've really talked about them on the show.
No.
I guess it's been a while, right? Since they put out a record.
2019.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Before we had the show.
That makes sense. So here we go. And bring it on.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Texas hardcore, baby.
Year of Hardcore?
I said Texas Hardcore, but...
Oh, I mean, I'm saying Year of Hardcore.
I would like this to be the Year of Hardcore.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's like, you said we got Jesus Piece. Mm-hmm. I don't believe there's a comeback hit record coming yet.
Don't think so.
You know, I'm just trying to think of like other, you know, of the who's of hardcore, if they're putting something out. I mean, we had a Terror record last year, I think. Maybe it was 2 years ago now.
There's a record, Gideon record next week.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a band I like sometimes forget about too.
Yeah.
Are they touring with Judas Priest? I think they are.
I think they are too.
I think that's a tour. Yeah. So,
yeah. And then there's like a Jesus Piece record in like 2 or 3 weeks, I think, if I remember correctly. There's some good hardcore records coming out this week, or not this week, this year.
Yep. Well, we love it.
We do.
And shout out to you, Mike, for putting together another great list, featuring it all. Let's do a quick recap before we get into the honorable mentions.
Hell yeah.
All right. Number 7.
Got the new record, Tear Me to Pieces by Story of the Year.
And number 6.
The new record, Past, Present, Future by Meet Me at the Altar.
5.
The new EP, The Valley of Vision by Manchester Orchestra.
Oh, yeah. Number 4.
For the Fallen Dreams by For the Fallen Dreams.
Number 3.
Remember, You Must Die, the new record from Suicide Silence.
And 2.
Peripheries, Periphery 5, Gent is Not a Genre.
And the number 1 album, of course, is...
Flesh and Blood by Judiciary.
All right.
This record's going to go hard.
There we go. We'll be talking about all those records next week and more. So make sure you are subscribed to the show, hit that button, and tell me what else is going on, Mike.
Well, I'm sure you've heard the song Flowers by Miley Cyrus all over, everywhere.
It is everywhere.
Her new album's coming out this week.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good honorable mention. I mean, she can sing.
Yeah, for sure. There's also a new record from Gorod. Not sure if you're familiar with them. They're a death metal band. They're super cool. It's just Gorod.
Okay.
And there's a new EP from kind of this cool up and coming deathcore band I've been watching called Demon King.
Yeah.
Should be pretty fun.
Nice.
And, you know, this is so weird. I know I don't put deluxe editions and stuff in the honorable mentions, but I got to do it again.
Two in a row.
Because Make Them Suffer have put out a remastered version of Never Bloom, their first record.
Oh, interesting.
And I've fallen in love with this album again, and I'm very excited.
Cool.
It's being pressed on vinyl for the first time. Super happy.
Yeah. That band is like, they're doing some great things. They always have been, but they are, they're starting to get some hype, and I like to see that. So that's cool that they're going back and, you know, they're re-promoting such an old record, which is 11 years old. So there you go.
Yeah. I want a new album though. Doom Switch is too good to just be left alone.
Oh, I'm sure it's coming.
To get into the singles though, we've got a new single from Crowd of Rebellion. Awesome band. New single from Girlfriends, kind of that mainstream pop punk if you're into that.
Yep. Yep.
And some good underground pop punk. Bellwether has a new song.
Nice. Yes, we love Bellwether around here.
Love Bellwether. As well as Waterparks putting out a new single off of their upcoming album. Should be fun.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that one a lot, I bet.
Just staying in the pop punk realm, Hot Mulligan put out a new single called Golf Is On. And they've announced their new album, Why Would I Watch, on coming out May 12th. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Okay.
Speaking of May 12th, they've got some competition though, because we have just got a new album announcement for the new record, Mother by Veil of Maya, also May 12th.
Okay. Wow. I like that.
An album I have been waiting for way too long.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Just kind of round out the album announcements. Drain has a new record called Living Proof coming out May 5th. We'll see if it's better than the record of the same name by State Champs. That's the name of the State Champs record, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't pay attention anymore. And something else that's super cool. We got a new Fit for an Autopsy single.
Ooh.
What's cool about this, though, is do you remember a few years back, there was this cute little EP called The Depression Sessions?
Okay.
And it was a split EP between Thy Art Is Murder, The Acacia Strain, and Fit for an Autopsy. One original song each, one cover each.
Yes. Yes, I'm on the edge of my seat. Yes.
So we're getting a new one. It's called The Aggression Sessions.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, The Acacia Strain is putting out their own EP right now. So instead of The Acacia Strain, we have Thy Art Is Murder, Fit for an Autopsy, and Malevolence.
Okay.
Still quite solid.
Cool.
I'm excited for this. I forget the track listing, but the Fit for an Autopsy new song is coming out now. And I think this is going to be out in about 2 months.
So. Cool. I dig it, man. I like this kind of camaraderie bands are doing and having a little theme behind it each time. That's like really cool. This is like what, as a music fan, you fucking want. This is it. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Exactly. And I'm hoping it leads to a tour as well, because my God, that would be a crazy tour. If it's not already, it might already be announced. I don't remember now. New single from Mike Shinoda. Should be interesting.
Okay.
See where he goes.
Yeah. Coming off right off the heels of this, all this Linkin Park stuff. Yeah. It's kind of interesting timing.
Yeah. New song from the Menzingers.
Oh yeah.
Super cool.
I'm ready for a new Menzingers record.
Yep. New song from Buried Alive. I haven't been able to check it out yet, but I'm seeing good things. So
good. Let's check it out. Let's talk about it.
One of the bands that was on my EP of the year list, Revira, has a new single coming out. Super excited for this.
Nice.
New song and album announcement from Dwellings. I know the album's getting announced tomorrow. I don't know when it's coming out yet or the name of it, but this is a really cool post-hardcore band, kind of in the same vein as like Adventurer, Strawberry Girls, that little realm. Super cool stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
New Enter Shikari song called Bloodshot, third single.
Yeah.
This band does no wrong.
They don't. They never miss. Yeah. I mean, Mike had them as a number one album of the year a few years back.
Yeah.
And they could do it again.
I don't know. This year is going to be like a fist fight at the top. Because you got Enter Shikari, you've got Sleep Token. Like, I don't know.
I know. We'll see.
There's some number one bands releasing albums together.
The battle of the Brits.
Yeah. It's going to be wild. Then what else did I have? Somerset, new song. Originally, it was going to be off of an EP called Blossom Part 2, and it turns out that they just accidentally wrote a whole album instead of a second EP. So very excited for this because I love the Somerset and they are the best.
Amazing.
And the last honorable mention, with their first new music in 9 years and an album announcement coming out in April, Closure in Moscow.
Oh man, really? Wow.
Yeah, new single tomorrow. I'm very excited. This is a band that I think is criminally underrated, not only within the post-hardcore scene, but within the alternative like music scene as a whole. They're just incredible. So very excited for this.
Yeah, man, a band that just, they just like they had so much hype at first and it was like so due, and they just, it was, they had a tough go, you know? Mm-hmm. And they, I feel like they never, they all, their music was always incredible,
yep,
but it was always all the other things that held them back. So this is really exciting. Maybe, you know, maybe this will be kind of a resurgence again.
I hope so.
And I would love to see them play. I know they're from Australia and they don't really want to leave.
Yep.
But at least that was how they felt in the past. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to go to Australia to see them, but yeah, regardless, that's great news.
You can pre-order the record on Bandcamp. It's super exciting. So
amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
It's a big one. Great, great, great last pick there too.
I know. I figured it would be like, boom, we're going to drive it home.
Yeah.
Love that band so much.
It's really, really good. Well, that's our show, everybody. Sorry about some of our weird Mike and I couldn't hear each other issues. We'll try to get that sorted. Now it's fine, so I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
But yeah, so sorry if this edited a little bit funny or whatever. Yeah. But
Josh will figure it out and it'll be beautiful.
I think so. Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team like me and Mike are. And we'll be back.
I listened to that song this morning. That is weird. Really? Too creepy.
That is creepy. I haven't heard it in years. Why is it? It wasn't in my head or anything. I just.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird. Okay. Lego Movie. Pretty good. I never saw the Lego I never saw the Lego Batman movie. Also heard that was okay. Pretty good. Okay. All right.
The second Lego movie was all right as well. Okay. First one, it just had a special magic, right?
It really did. It really did. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks, everybody. Follow Mike on Instagram at Slappy Slam for the whole list and more and cool pictures of vinyl and everything else he does over there.
Yeah.
And hit subscribe and make sure that you come back next week. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Always.
I never know how to end.
Me either.
We're just going to say bye. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.